Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. Welcome to the Michael Medved Show. David Bowes filling in along with Greg Tomlin, our executive producer of the show. And we've been talking about one of the great questions of the day for the United States. We've been talking a lot about the midterm elections, but there's another great question that's before us and before the world. And that question is, can one European power attack and consume another European power in the modern age, in the post-World War II era? Is that something that the Western world is going to allow? And we're watching it happen in Ukraine right now with Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Ukraine has fought pretty valiantly and I think more aggressively and persistently than a lot of people might have thought. But the struggle is not over. Russia is doing their best to enlist one key ally, an ally that Russia's managed to use many times over her history, and that is winter. And they're doing that with new strikes, cutting out energy supplies, new drone strikes on Ukraine. And here to talk about it with us is Elizabeth Raw, senior fellow at the American Enterprise Institute, where she focuses on defense against emerging national security challenges. Elizabeth, thanks so much for making the time. She there?
Wait for it. Yeah. I'll play Elizabeth.
I don't
Let me
sound.
Tell you about hybrid and gray yeah, zone threats.
Enough.
Oh, there we go. There we go.
Hello, how are you?
Hi. Thanks so much for joining us. So, first of all, we're in the setup. We're talking about Russia trying to utilize. Well, I was talking about Russia trying to utilize winter and aggressively going after power structures and these new drone attacks. The Iranian created drones, which is kind of a frightening concept to me. Can you describe, what's happening, what the strategy might be, and how you're seeing, the Ukrainian odds right now after such a long struggle, seeing this new surge of destruction and aggression?
Yeah. So there are really two developments happening at the same time. One is that the longer the war goes on, the worse off Russia is because it's having problems with the supply of soldiers, but the supply of equipment. And I think your listeners have all been following the news of Russia's station, which has been a really total embarrassment because the men who are supposed to be mobilized not really been mobilized, and the mobilization has been proceeding in a very haphazard fashion because so many men are leaving the country, and then they have to find other men to fill those slots where those men are not even trained soldiers. So it really is a complete mess. And then they're having problems sourcing equipment. So that will only get worse. But the other development is that, obviously, as you said, winter is approaching, and that's usually good news for Russia. So one could argue that the longer the war goes on, the worse it is for Russia. But winter has to come and go first before things get really bad for Russia. And that's why it's such a crunch time now for Ukraine. It has to keep going for these few months, and after that, things will look up.
Elizabeth, thank you so much for making the time. Greg Tomlin here. Is this a new phase of Russia's war on Ukraine that we're seeing, attacks against critical infrastructure, depriving Ukrainians of water and electricity and heat? And is this a so-called escalation by Putin or what was to be expected all along?
It is certainly a new phase because the Russians seem to be targeting civilian areas and civilian infrastructure deliberately. There have been many civilian casualties all along, but in previous months, that seemed to be mostly sort of a side effect of the military targets that Russia was attacking. Now it seems to be just targeting residential neighborhoods as a way of frightening the Ukrainians. And it's not how you fight wars. It's not how gentlemen or gentlewomen fight wars, but that clearly doesn't matter to Russia, because Russia, Putin and his top officials don't care about Russia's reputation. So if you don't care about your country's reputation, in war or otherwise, you can do what you like. And it's not that the Ukrainians can do, it can respond eye to eye by targeting Russian civilian infrastructure, because then they would have to target Russia itself. And that's clearly not something they're going to do. So it is a very difficult situation for them. But I think once again, what we're seeing is that the Ukrainians are coming through. They have a strong faith in their country, and they are not letting this, not even this, bring them down or lose faith in the war efforts, which is really quite incredible. And we should remember that Russia initially thought that the Ukrainians would have no belief in their country and that their country would collapse within a few days because the Ukrainian population would say, well, it's not worth the effort. That hasn't happened.
What about the Europeans? I mean, one of the things that, you know, the Europeans rely on Russia a great deal for energy. There's obviously problems there coming up for winter for them as well. And the question of, you know, European defense, you know, how likely are the Europeans to increase the amount of weapons and assistance for Ukraine at this point? And do you see, a gap somewhere that they need to fill that you would recommend?
Yeah, the Ukrainians always need more weapons. That is the unfortunate reality of this war, or indeed of any war, and so there's always more the European countries can do. We should remember that some European countries have given a lot considering their size. Estonia has given massive amounts of money and weapons considering its tiny size, whereas France has given very little. Germany has given a certain amount, but now it's going to do more. But what's important to bear in mind is that the Russian economy is under severe stress now from the many sanctions. And so that's going to have an effect on its own defense industry. It won't be able to repair its equipment as quickly as it has been doing in the past because it doesn't have the spare parts. And so all of that is working in Ukraine's favor. And we are also seeing Germany now finally speeding up its military aid to Ukraine a bit after a great deal of soul searching and hand wringing, and so all of this is working in Ukraine's favor. But of course, the longer the war goes on, the more Ukrainians die every day. There are Ukrainian casualties. So one could always say, well, it should go faster and it should be more. But as long as Russia keeps up this really ugly strategy of targeting civilians. Civilian infrastructure and indeed civilian neighborhoods, there will be casualties every day. It is an ugly war.
It's hard not to draw some historical comparisons in some respects. I'm reminded of an episode in World War II where some German bombers were lost in the middle of the night over England and were a little disoriented and end up dropping some of their bombs on England. The RAF responded in kind with some bombs over Berlin and a little tit for tat. Now, the Russians are directly targeting civilians and critical infrastructure in and around Kyiv. But, you know, a similar tactic by the Ukrainians against the Russians, going after Russian infrastructure and the like, would be unthinkable and would amount to national suicide for Ukraine. So if they don't have that recourse, you know, how do the Ukrainians respond to attacks like this, which seem like they're becoming more frequent in the last 48 to 72 hours?
Yeah, this is the fundamental challenge in warfare and indeed in all kinds of international competition. How do you compete against a country that doesn't play by the rules? Russia is not playing by the rules in this war and indeed in other wars. And you can't say, well, if they play dirty, we'll play dirty too, because that will only lead to the bottom and terrible things for everybody. On the other hand, you clearly must find a way of getting them to limit the ugly tricks they are using. So I think the best way forward for Ukraine is to demonstrate survival resilience, to demonstrate that it's governments know what to do, its population knows what to do in case a civilian neighborhood or a residential neighborhood.
Elizabeth Brough, Senior Fellow at the American Enterprise Institute, thank you so much for your time. Read her latest book, The Defender's Dilemma, Identifying and Deterring Gray Zone Aggression, out now. Thank you so much. We'll be right back. Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
We've all heard the saying, safety in numbers. Well, think again. The IRS, the country's powerful tax collection agency, is on a hiring spree. They're bringing in 87,000 new agents. Now, no taxpayer at any income level is entirely safe from IRS scrutiny or, worse, a dreaded IRS audit. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. How safe are your accumulated savings and wealth from government examination and reach? Owning gold and silver is one of the best ways to keep your wealth in your own hands. Precious metals provide a layer of privacy that's not available through a bank account. When you own precious metals, only you and your dealer have knowledge of your purchase. Now, I buy all of my precious metals from my friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. Nick's been in this industry for 41 years, and he has established a reputation built on trust, transparency, integrity, and fair pricing. Call Nick and his team, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Show associate producer Greg Tomlin and the Washington Policy Center's Dave Bowes joining you this afternoon. Wow, this show has just flown by, David. time flies when you're having fun. Thanks so much for being here today, making the trek to the Radio Ranch here on East Lake Avenue.
I'd say any time, but it depends on traffic.
But it depends on the time.
it's so bad.
I feel you. I want to stick with this topic of Ukraine for just a few more minutes here, because to me, it's always top of mind. Inflation, yes, of course. Crime, never far from my thoughts. But as a student of history, I'm always contemplating geopolitics and the direction of, you know, free peoples or autocratic regimes and so on. And so I follow these developments very closely over there in Eastern Europe. Want to get to this clip from Principal Deputy Spokesperson for the State Department talking about these Iranian kamikaze drones that are the latest things to wreak havoc on the Ukrainian people. Clip 12, yeah.
This continued action of Iran and Russia closening their relationship is a reminder of, candidly, how the Russian military is suffering from major supply shortages in Ukraine, in large part because of the sanctions and export controls that are being enforced by the United States and its allies. As I think the Treasury Department noted last week, Russia has lost over 6,000 pieces of equipment since the start of this war, and there is enormous pressure on its defense industry to replace those losses. Russia is being forced, frankly, to resort on unreliable countries like Iran for supplies and equipment. And our information has noted that some of these UAVs that have been noted in these transfers have been experiencing some numerous failures.
I'm reminded of a quote, Dave, that I read in Garry Kasparov's book about Putin and Russia called Winter is Coming. And he cited Slobodan Milosevic while he was in prison. And he made this quote to a German foreign minister, I believe. But it was something along the lines of, I can stand death, lots of it, and you can't. As if that was kind of the power play he had over any adversary. I think Putin plays from the similar playbook as Milosevic, which is, I really don't care how many dead bodies pile up at the end of the day. As if it's a means to an end, we'll get there. And but there are other societies like America, like Ukraine, like free peoples that love life more than death. And so it makes it difficult to navigate a conflict of that nature.
Yeah, I mean, Mao had similar thoughts about, you know, about the people of China. They, you know, if you're not looking at people as individuals, but you're looking at people as a kind of a collective, and there's cogs on a machine, and, you know, some, it's like a beehive, you know, some of the drones die, well, too bad. You've got lots of drones to replace them. But if you're looking at the dignity of the individual, the Western world's view of the value of each human life, then, you know, each life lost is something different. And it's, you know, it's a big, challenging, horrifying thing. To not care about that kind of death. But there are a lot of ideologies out there where human beings are looked at differently, depending on your status, depending on your social status, your party status. So, you know, I mean, it's a reminder that the whole world doesn't view things the way we do. Mm-hmm. And you have to respond and watch for that. I had the privilege of hearing from the 70th Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, at the Washington Policy Center annual dinner last week. And, you know, one of the things he talked about was our own exit from Afghanistan and how poorly that was handled, and how, you know, dictators that are watching the United States and wondering if we're going to, if there's, it's not that we necessarily were militarily going to do something, but when they see that weakness, then they know that's their time. And that it's like they're the world's big bullies. They see weakness and they will respond to it and do what they want to do. And that's what we're seeing right now.
A lot of people come back and say, oh, what, Greg, you want to be the world's policeman? And I go, no, not really. But if not us, then who? Someone will fill that vacuum. And you see it time and time again on the world stage. As soon as America pulls out of a given place, evil, you know, elements creep in and take over and turn those places into hell holes. It's a tried and true formula. And now turning our gaze to a different direction, the complete opposite direction, here's Secretary of State Anthony Blinken talking about how China and its posture towards Taiwan has changed in recent years. And in fact, even in recent months, there's lots of talk about, could there be an accelerated timeline in terms of so-called reunification? This is clip 10.
There has been a change in the approach from Beijing. toward Taiwan in recent years. And instead of sticking with the status quo that was established in a positive way, a fundamental decision that the status quo was no longer acceptable and that Beijing was determined to pursue reunification on a much faster timeline, and if peaceful means didn't work, then it would employ coercive means, and possibly, if coercive means don't work, maybe forceful means.
Yay! Something to look forward to, right? A preview of coming attractions. I don't know if you saw Xi Jinping's speech to the Congress over there in front of maybe 2,500 people. It was short on details. It had a lot of big ideas. And he's about to begin a third term. And I don't know about you, Dave, but the more a world leader stays in power, the more ominous I think it is of really bad things about to happen. The more someone secures their grip on power in an indefinite capacity, I start to go, oh, he could be in for some trouble.
Well, Pompeo talked about this as well. He was talking about, you know, what prevents them from going for, you know, this going for reunification, so-called, with warfare. And that's, there's a number of economic things and some technological reasons why. I won't get into right now, but it is also a reminder that China for many years, because I think, you know, we kind of, you know, through Nixon's policy of engaging China, we kind of shifted it so that the Chinese and the Russians wouldn't ally during the Cold War. But during that period of time, I think we also forgot, it's kind of like in World War II, we forgot that Uncle Joe Stalin was not a nice guy. Uncle Joe Stalin was a means to an end to help to defeat Hitler, but as soon as you're done with Hitler, you got to turn around and say, you know, Stalin's Hitler with a larger mustache. Okay?
You have to have a hierarchy of priorities.
Yeah. And then with China, you've got a regime that is still highly oppressive. It's adapted a number of free market policies in order to finance the larger, socialistic, fascistic government and continue to oppress people and control things. And with new technology and internet technology and social media technology, they have more control and more ability to monitor people and their social credits and things than ever before. I mean, it's very Orwellian there. And that's a unique kind of threat to the modern age, and it continues. And I think, you know, whether this guy continues to lead or his replacement, you know, it's going to be a new face with the same, you know, with the same agenda, and that's what, you know, we'll face for, you know, for the duration. It's sad. I was going to say, you know, for the rest of our life, but I would have never predicted the Soviet Union was going to fall either. So, you know, let's hold out hope.
Greg Tomlin and Dave Bowes in for the Michael Medved Show today. Coming up, it might be time to cry over spilt milk. What do I mean by that? Well, we'll pay off that tease on the other side of this break. Thanks for hanging out. We'll be right back.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
3 weeks before Election Day, Republicans are gaining an edge among voters. The latest New York Times Siena College poll shows 49% of voters plan to vote Republican compared to 45% who plan to vote for Democrats. That's a 5-point swing from the September poll, which showed Democrats with a 1-point lead. This as House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, says that Republicans will tackle high prices and inflation if they gain the majority after the midterms.
Democrat incumbents are the ones who voted for the American Rescue Plan that brought us inflation. Even Steve Rattner, a Democrat advisor to Obama, calls it the original sin of inflation.
The San Diego Padres are set to host the Philadelphia Phillies in Game 1 of the National League Championship Series Tuesday night. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Michael Medved Show, Greg Tomlin and Dave Bose here. Dave, name the band.
I have no idea. I'm not a musical man.
I have no idea
if
either.
If it's not 1980s pop rock, I'm out.
Jeremy, help us out. Oh, it's R.E.M., of course.
I know why.
Da, 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 no. Da. No idea what the words are.
I vaguely recognize
Michael Stipe, right? I'm with it. I'm hip, like Dr. Evil.
I know George Strait, but not the rest.
Do you know Milk? That was a bad segue.
Not Milk? Yeah.
There, look.
Your last one was better. This who's crying over spilled milk? It's time to cry over spilled milk.
I mastered the first segue, butchered that one, but there's a new trend, David. It's an environmental trend. Pouring out milk in grocery stores. Dear God. Did you read about or see the video of the two ladies that threw the tomato soup on Van Gogh's sunflowers at a London museum just last week?
No.
Can't believe you missed this.
No, I missed that. They somehow brought a can of tomato soup. I would think that would be caught by security, but I guess maybe they don't have... In the London Museum, there's a lot of openness there.
The activists these days are becoming more and more insufferable, and this is just the latest example. Apparently, all across the UK, teenagers, of course, teenagers, that are concerned about the environment are doing, quote, milk pours.
Now, hold on. I mean, as much as I like to blame teenagers for things, being an old fogey myself.
Sure.
You got two old ladies throwing tomato soup at Van Gogh.
No, these were teenagers as well.
Oh, they were teenagers?
They looked pretty young.
I got the impression it was old ladies.
No, that would have been more exciting. I would have loved the old ladies.
Really super leftist atheist nuns, that were doing it. You know what I mean?
Nuns. Contradiction in terms. This new trend, though, involves going into grocery stores, picking up cartons of cow-produced milk. It's got to be made by a cow. And pouring out their contents onto the floor. How wonderful.
I like the way they put that, though. Cow-produced milk. It's like, we're not doing it to almond milk. We're not doing it. Which, by the way, there's a lot of other resources used for some of these milks.
And almond milk is just a misnomer, by the way. It's not really milk. It's water mixed with, like, crushed almonds, right?
vanilla flavor is really good.
Okay, well, do we have any audio from these people pouring milk all over grocery stores?
Because every other Democratic they don't work. We tried voting. We tried
voting. Every means that they could, they tried voting, and that didn't work. Every Democratic means available, that didn't work. We tried voting. It's like, oh.
Now we turn to coercion.
This is an interesting argument here. We tried doing it, and then we were voted down. People
the old-fashioned way.
And they're not allowed to disagree. I mean, that's the problem here, is people are not responding to our priorities. So we're going to force them to. Otherwise, the vote didn't count. You know, this vote didn't happen because we didn't persuade anyone. You know, they might want to read a bit of Lincoln and capture that. With public opinion, anything is possible. Without it, nothing is. Paraphrasing. But
they need to tap into the better angels of their nature.
Lincoln would have said, dumping out milk is stupid.
The mystic cords of memory, well, it's something.
Yeah, I tell you, this. If I was reaching for a milk and some teenagers ran up and started pouring milk out,
well, if you want to get your rage meter up to an 11 out of 10,
yeah,
go on
there.
Social media and look for some of these videos of these obnoxious people. And you see the store clerks sitting there helpless because they don't want to get physically involved into an altercation with these folks. But there's just gallons and gallons of milk all over the supermarket floor, and everybody just stands by watching. And I'm like, where's the – if this was in America, at least you'd have some guy tackle one of these ladies.
I feel like they need to be put down. Hands need to be, you know, tied, and then, you know, get the police over there. And, you know, you can't let them run because then the police won't be allowed to chase after them anymore. But
And yeah. Furthermore, if you want to rally people to your cause or your pet issue, pardon the phrase, you don't galvanize support – by being unbelievably obnoxious and inconveniencing others.
So
sorry.
The environmental damage has been done. Therefore, we're going to waste the product and create more environmental damage because now people have to mop up the product and dispose of it. That does not make a whole lot of sense. But again, you know, their sense of time is a bit off because they're young.
Let's turn to a much cheerier topic, which is student debt relief. Hooray! The American Action Network is out with a brilliant ad skewering Biden's plan to forgive student loan debt. Let's take a listen. This is clip 9.
I spend more time working on these cars than with my own family. I spend my days digging holes, cutting grass, and sweating.
This is job number 2 today, so my customers aren't the only ones drinking coffee.
I'm breaking my back out here for one reason. I want to pay off some other guy's debt.
Biden's plan to pay other people's college loans using my tax dollars is a great idea.
Biden's right. You should take my tax dollars to pay off your debts.
My family will figure out how to get by with less. What's most important is we spare college graduates from any extra stress.
Want to be a struggling artist? College is on me.
My kids don't need fancy things like school supplies or new shoes.
I work for you, theater major.
This shift is for you, business major. Go buy yourself that new car.
Enjoy your free ride. College is on me.
Tell Congress, stop Biden's bailout for rich kids.
Maybe they're laying on the sarcasm a bit too heavy, but I think it's fairly effective. The ad follows a bunch of people in their places of business, and they're working hard. And, yes, there is some satirical sarcasm there, but what did you think, Dave?
Surprisingly fun. I mean, usually political commercials don't get a lot of humor, and as you point out, it's tough to play sarcasm, but you can't help but hear it there because people relate to this. It's, hey, people relate to working two shifts. People relate to digging ditches and working outside and sweating and then discovering that your money is being transferred to pay for somebody else's debt because, you know, how would you possibly know that you can't afford to run up $100 or $150 or $200,000 in debt for, you know, your gender studies degree or whatever degree it was that you wanted? That's the real problem is we keep subsidizing these schools and the prices keep increasing and nobody's ever stopping to say, is it worth it? Right? Because why would you? You know, it's free money. The government's guaranteeing the loans. And now we're trying to pay off some of these loans. And, you know, it's frustrating for people who maybe didn't take that opportunity. I avoided you know, additional schooling because I thought at the time, wow, I owe $34,000. You know, how am I going to pay that off? Now I just look at it like I should have just waited. It would have all been paid off for me.
First 10, 12 years of my wife and I's marriage, we were paying down her college debt together.
Yeah.
And then, oh, okay, Uncle Sam swoops in and goes, ah, don't worry about it. You know that contract you made? I got this one. And, like, college students need this. They're some of the most privileged, you know, lowest unemployment rate in the country. Unsurprisingly, though, the president takes a much different line of narrative here. This is clip 11, Jeremy.
This is a game changer for millions of Americans. And the secretary insisted that it be tested over the weekend. It landed and handled more than 8 million applications without a glitch or any difficulty.
Well, he has free money.
We had over 10,000 people contact the White House and either send us letters or calls thanking us. It means more than 8 million Americans are starting this week on their way to receiving a life-changing relief that they're looking for. My commitment was if elected president, I was going to make government work to deliver for the people. This rollout keeps that commitment. In total, more than 40 million Americans can stand to benefit from this relief. And about 90% of that relief is going to go to people making less than $75,000 a year. Let me be clear. Not a dime will go to those in the top 5% of the income.
Well, geez, thank God, because those doctors, you know, that might be making a lot of money that have like four times as much debt as somebody else, I'm glad they're not going to benefit from this. You know, screw them. There's all kinds of stupidity here that I hear from the president. And it reminds me, though, of a previous conversation where we were talking about this concern for the threats to our democracy. And here you got the president doing something that I think he knows. Well, he knows and Pelosi knows that it was illegal. They talked about it before that they couldn't do it. And now they're just doing it anyway to see if they can get away with it. You know, there's more than one threat to democracy. There's more than one threat to our system of limited government. And that's one of the more annoying parts of the modern political conversation.
Associate producer Greg Tomlin and Dave Bowes in for Michael Medved today. Your cultural crusader will be back tomorrow. One more segment coming up. Thanks for hanging with us. We'll be right back after this break.
Well, it's autumn, and if you're going to go out and look at some of the great colors of the leaves and enjoy the season, well, you get more active, and you know what? Maybe some aches and pains. I had a sore arm for a while, but fortunately, I also have Relief Factor. And more to the point, my wife, who is always more active than I am, she uses Relief Factor as well. It is a great, wholly natural, very healthy, scientifically proven pain reliever. It is... You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. And right now, Relief Factor is still discounted at only $19.95 for what's called a quick start. So about a dollar a day to see if you can get out of pain in just a couple of weeks. And for the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can get out and stay out of pain. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner for Relief Factor. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison. And above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. we now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Michael Medved show on this Tuesday afternoon. Great Moody Blues song of the same name. David, can't let another segment go by without talking about movies once again. Have you heard of this film called Bros? I hadn't until I heard that Billy Eichner, who stars in the movie, was really upset that the film flopped. And his reason was, he said people were filled with homophobia and did not go to the theater. It's a gay rom-com. Is this news to you? Is this your first time hearing about it on the air?
It's hard not to hear about the movie, because before it was coming out, it's like, hey, we got a new romantic comedy out this time featuring two dudes. And the poster's two dudes, you know, kind of holding hands behind their backs.
No. They're groping each other.
Yeah, well, I'm
reading that from the story here. That's not my words.
Anyway, I need my readers, I guess, to see the poster more closely. I wasn't staring that closely. But anyway, the point is, they've been talking about this thing coming out, and then when it comes out, it bombs.
It did nothing.
Nobody that excited. And then it's like they get all this extra publicity because they're saying, well, you know, this probably bombed because people aren't ready for, you know, the middle America is not ready for a gay romance. There's all this problems with, it's homophobia, it's this, it's that. And it's just like the dumb horror film I was talking about earlier, where they're getting all this publicity because the producer is tweeting out that people are passing out and vomiting in the theaters, and then there's headlines about that, so they get free advertising for their bad movie by pretending that there's this huge problem. You know, Bros is getting all this extra advertising because people are talking about whether or not it was underperforming because it's focused in on a gay relationship. Now, there's all kinds of movies out there that have made a ton of money featuring gay characters, gay situations, and other things. You know, one of the things here is there's a lot of romantic comedies that aren't making money right now. Nothing about – have you seen a trailer for this movie?
Only after I read the story about it.
Did you laugh once?
Well, let's dip into the trailer right now and see if you and I laugh on the air in real time.
So what's happening? Didn't you guys have an announcement?
This is a little unexpected,
but we are in a throuple situation.
You're in a throuple? Let me tell you what's progressive now. Being alone.
I love my life. I love my freedom. I love my independence.
That's kind of sad.
That I don't want to be in a throuple. I don't even want to be in a couple.
Oh, my God. That's Aaron. He's very hot.
If MSNBC writers got together and said, let's write a romantic comedy, but we have to make it for the woke crowd, this is what would come out of it. There's nothing funny there. They keep repeating the throuple over and over again as though, you know, well, this is new and edgy.
We can all relate to throuples, can't we? Of course.
Yeah, I mean, people go to movies for escape, to you know, feel emotions that make them feel good or scared or heroic or whatever. This is just, you know, it's like a preacher movie that everybody knows is going to be on a streamer in about 5 minutes. So
here's my take on this. There is a segment of moviegoers who enjoy cinema because it expands their mind and it helps them encounter alternative lifestyles, or it broadens their horizons and it engenders empathy. Sure, there are moviegoers like that, but I still maintain that for most people, they go to the theater and they want to see their lives reflected back at them. If not literally, at least figuratively. Sure, that might be done in a sensationalized way, but like, you want to identify with Han Solo, or you want to identify with Matthew McConaughey and his movie with Kate Hudson, or something like that. And I think the media grossly overestimates what segment of the population is really at their core, you know, either gender fluid or has multiple alternate sexual proclivities and things like that. So it doesn't surprise me when I still believe most data shows that, you know, 94 to 96% of the population abides by, you know, heterosexual norms, that they wouldn't rush out to see a gay rom-com. I don't think it's homophobia. I don't think there's any bigotry involved in it. People just would rather see their experience more reflected back to them, and they can't identify with that as much.
Homophobia is just a word used to try to eliminate any debate about anything related to these issues. It's I mean, there's no fear factor going on here.
No.
It's a boring movie. Dallas Buyers Club had a lot of gay themes in it, and it was a fascinating character study, speaking of Matthew McConaughey, right? Really interesting movie, not a romance by any stretch of the imagination, but, you know, very fascinating and compelling story. There's nothing in this thing that says anything that's compelling. It's basically a saccharine romantic comedy featuring gay people on there. It's excruciating. The whole thruple obsession is embarrassing. There's nothing funny about the, you know, the invented word. It's just there, and they keep running this over and over again that, oh, this movie's not doing that well. Look, how much has it made so far? I want to say it's made like $7, $8 million.
That's about right.
And you ask yourself, how much can something like this cost? It basically looks like an extended TV show, you know. So, you know, when you look at other films, like, you know, horror films are famous for being really low budget. You know, they keep the budget really low. And then if they make $8, $9 million, sometimes they're successful. Whoever made this movie, if they were spending, what, $30, $40 million on it, that's on them, okay? Because there's no reason to expect that this script was – I mean, who sat down when they greenlit the script and said, oh, my – yes, thruple, use it again and again and again, because nothing is funnier than that. You know, super relatable. This is going to be a huge hit. Put it out in October, right before Halloween. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I know streaming's really popular now and people aren't going to the theaters as much, but I'm sure when we give them content like this, they'll be buying popcorn in droves. You know, I mean, come on. As you pointed out, there's lots of indie theaters out there that run small movies and character studies, a lot of, you know, LGBTQ-themed movies that do fairly well in limited release. This, you know, as a widespread supposed comedy, it's just like it's like countless other bad romantic comedies that have been put out. It's being punished for a bad script, which frankly should happen more often. I mean, give writers a raise, because a good writer, you know, you find these good writers, cherish them, keep them on that show. Yellowstone, are you listening? Whoever the writers are on Yellowstone, make sure you don't let them leave. Just keep giving them big checks.
Hold on. Jeremy just put up this headline here. I'm not sure from which online news outlet, but it says, gay writer on the movie Bros says, it bombed because it's preachy dumpster fire.
What did I tell you? You know, that's he is exactly right. It's like, you can see it from a mile off. It's like an after-school special where they're trying to teach you about, you know, progressive values. And there's, you know, the story's gone. It's just, oh, you should like this movie because it's really important and it features an issue that we very much care about. Oh, that's fantastic. I can't wait to watch it. Never.
All right. I want to send listeners out of here on an optimistic note as we are 3 weeks away from the midterms. There's a new CBS poll. This is clip 8, Jeremy. Who do the Americans favor most when it comes to issues like, oh, I don't know, the economy?
Look at the worsening views of the economy, Nate. Look at this. Two-thirds of people say it is getting worse. And let me show you why. One of the ways people interact with the economy is gas prices.
Of course.
You're paying more. You're seeing those big signs up. Back in August, there was some optimism. Majority said, well, okay, they're going down. But look at this. Now 63% say gas prices are going up in their area. So I asked people, okay, well, what's turned to politics here? Who do you blame for this? What's the reason? Well, look, there's more folks now who say the Democratic policies have harmed the economy than helped it. Hmm. It's not the only reason they see for this, but they're reasoning out of results, right?
Yeah.
They're feeling a pinch. Party's in power. Okay, must be doing something wrong. And then by contrast, they think, well, Republican policies more likely would help.
Well, and they've basically declared war on the American energy power, like, you know, fracking, like drilling in Anwar, like the Keystone Pipeline. You know, there's all this anger about American energy production. In Washington state, we're going to see a 46-cent per gallon increase next year because of the new emissions tax. And then you add on top of that the low-carbon fuel standard costs. The increase will be slow, but it gains in aggressiveness after a couple of years. There's huge increases in prices of gas based on government policy. And, there's no mystery as to, you know, who implemented those policies.
Well, speaking of which, White House spokesperson Karine Jean-Pierre was questioned by a reporter about the state of the economy when Biden took office compared to where it is now. And here was the best answer she could muster.
About 18 months ago, when the president took office, inflation and gas prices started rising.
Well, 18 months ago, the president signed the American Rescue Plan more than about back in April of 2021, and that helped the American people. That helped start reopen small businesses. That helped reopen schools. That was something that was so critical to meet the moment that the American people were going through.
That's so classic. Is that going to sway voters?
Yeah, they closed down the businesses and closed down the schools by pandemic mandate. And then they're like, you know what we did? We had a new policy that just opened this stuff up. It was a miracle. I mean, record job growth. Nobody's buying that stuff. This is like throwing somebody a ladder in a fire, but, you know, instead of it's a rope ladder. And, you know, and you drop it, the whole thing. Like, you know, you're dropping it down. There's nowhere they can go with it, right? It's just, that's wishful thinking.
All right. That's the show. It's completed. Greg Tomlin and Dave Bozen for your Cultural Crusader today. Michael Medved back tomorrow. Thanks, Jeremy, for helping steer this ship in the right direction today. It was a real pleasure. Thanks for listening in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please, don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.